There is a slight modification on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. You might not notice it at all at first, but that's likely okay with the creators of what is called a parklet. A single parking space near the intersection of Dixon and University Avenue has been replaced with a bench, picnic table, and vegetation. Jordan Pitts with the University of Arkansas and president of the local chapter of American Society of Landscape Architects led the team responsible for the parklet located in front of the Blackboard Grocery and Eatery.
Yeah, and they have a year-long permit. It's kind of a tester to see how successful it is, hopefully for future endeavors along Dixon and in Fayetteville, to do more kind of tactical urbanism projects like this.
The opening of the parklet Friday coincided with National Parking Day, as parking spots across the country were transformed into one-day parklets as an effort to change, perhaps, how we think of spaces traditionally reserved for cars only. This parklet will remain for at least a year as a downtown experiment. While it is backed up to one of the busiest streets in Fayetteville, the use of vegetation, a wooden wall, and sight lines almost erase the street. Jordan Pitts says while a single parking spot was lost to create the parklet, she thinks something much bigger was gained.
So what, you can bring 2 to 4 people in a car park here and then they're on Dixon. How many people are standing here in this parklet right now? Many more than you can fit in one single car. That's how many more people you bring to these spaces versus having one car that can transport way less.
While the parklet does an amazing job of creating a new space, there are still the cars, trucks, and motorcycles rolling by, an audio reminder of that rolling environment. Terry Tremwell of Fayetteville thinks in a few years that environment might be quieter.
That's the first thing you notice when you get into an electric car and it starts moving is no noise, no nothing.
Terry Tremwell is the chair of the board at Pika Solar and for Tremwell Energy, and he's also an adjunct instructor at the University of Arkansas. Friday, he spent time across the street from the new parklet advocating electric cars. Friday was part of Drive Electric Week in Fayetteville. Terry, an owner of two such cars, says he firmly believes a switch from fossil fuel cars to electric cars is underway. He says he shows his students a pair of photographs of New York City. The first, captured in 1900, shows city blocks with horses and pedestrians. The second, taken just 13 years later, shows a tremendous change. Those same city blocks full of automobiles. He says the 20th century images indicate such transitions do take place.
Exponential growth is hard to predict, notoriously hard to predict. So, how fast the growth will happen is anybody's guess, but we see it happening already, and we see it coming along exponentially. And the horse and buggy versus automobile comparison, in 13 years we flipped, which is stunningly fast. So that shows what the potential is for us to flip again, and we're in the middle of it. There's no doubt. There are multiple governments worldwide that are dictating the end of internal combustion engine cars.
And he says the benefits of making the change are also big. Reduction of air pollution and emission-caused climate alterations.
The World Health Organization estimates that there are 7 million excess deaths from air pollution per year, with 200,000 of those in the U.S. alone. Worse, there has been and continues to be overwhelming scientific evidence linking our emissions with climate chaos. Droughts, heat waves, and fires out west, and wetter hurricanes are indelibly linked to climate chaos. In Springdale, we have neighbors from the Marshall Islands who fled their homeland as it gets drowned by rising tides due to heating oceans and melting glaciers of climate chaos.
For Friday's public face of Drive Electric Week in Fayetteville, there were electric cars on display on Dixon Street, along with representatives from dealerships and owners with testimonials. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says the city is committed to helping move to more electric vehicles, and he says 8 charging stations are now available in city limits. Glenn Hooks, director of the Arkansas chapter of the Sierra Club, says providing more options for clean transportation is in lockstep with the Sierra Club's objectives.
Moving towards solar and wind, a big part of that puzzle is going to be electric vehicles. That's a huge part of our greenhouse gas emissions as well. Electric vehicles are the way to go. I think what we're looking toward is a time when we can generate our power from the sun and from the wind 100% and then use that to power our cars as well, solve a big part of the problem.
Terry Tremwell, who is confident the switch is happening, is helping form a new organization, Resilience Institute for a Sustainable Earth, or RISE, in Northwest Arkansas, to help explain how shifts in energy consumption can happen.
To convey information about things that we've learned. We retrofitted a home in Van Buren before we moved up here with 52 solar panels also. This one has 52 solar panels, but it's tighter built, and so it uses less energy to begin with itself. So we've learned over the years from retrofitting one home and building another from scratch, and we've learned what works and what's more expensive and what's less expensive, what's effective in terms of dollars, bang for the buck.
Terry Tremwell speaking Friday at the public event for Drive Electric Week in Fayetteville. The new parklet designed for pedestrians on the other side of Dixon Street, covering the former parking spot, is open to the public for at least a year.